G'day legends, and welcome to Raid Podcast Legends. Couldn't think of a better name, so why not? Works for me. My name's Greg, Mad Capsules, whatever the hell you want to call me. Welcome to the first podcast of what may end up being many, or may end up being the last. Doubt it, it won't be the last, come on. Have some faith. Why am I doing this? How long do I expect to be doing this? Well, I'll put it this way, I've been playing Raid Shadow Legends for about 2 weeks. I'm fully immersed, fully addicted. I already have 2 fairly popular podcasts out there. One which is a podcast for the video game Warframe, which I do see some alignment with in terms of Raid Shadow Legends, and they're both free-to-play games. And that one's called Cephalon Squared. If you do play Warframe, check out that podcast. It is going strong. We're nigh on 100 episodes, about 95, I think, was the last one we recorded, so we're doing pretty well. The other one is a horror podcast where I tell ghost stories and things like that. That one's called Chaos to the Fly. That one's brand new, only a few episodes in. But in both cases, I work very hard to support it and do all sorts of things, and I just didn't think that I could do that with a third podcast. So you know what? I'm not going to with this one. I'm just going to make the podcast and put it out there, and if people listen, great. That's great. So, if you'd like to get in contact with me, if you are listening and you do think, hey, I actually quite enjoyed this and I want to get in contact with you to let you know that I actually quite enjoyed this, there's a couple of ways of doing that. You can review the podcast on whatever platform you're listening to it on. If you're on iTunes, review it on iTunes. That certainly helps. If you are on Android, go to castbox.fm, probably the best place. You can review it on Podbean, Podcast Republic, Podchaser. There's a few different places that you can review if you are an Android user. Or shoot me an email. I don't have an email yet. Maybe I'll create a raidpodcastlegends@gmail.com email address. We'll see. See, this is how far ahead I thought. I didn't think ahead at all. I do have an email address at my publishing email, so that's greg@madcapsulespublishing.com. Send me an email there if you want, or don't. It's up to you. It's entirely up to you. So I do plan to record weekly. We'll see about that. Just to talk about podcast. No, it's a game called Raid Shadow Legends. To talk about that particular game, it is weird because I am one of the people who was entirely sick and tired of seeing all of the ads and all of the advertisements and all of the YouTube personalities getting on to talk about how great Raid Shadow Legends was, and I kind of thought that maybe their marketing was a little bit underhanded, but you know what? I don't think it's underhanded, it's just a little overboard. It's not underhanded at all to be paying people to promote your work. It happens all the time. A lot of YouTubers, Twitch streamers, etc. out there are doing that for lots of different companies. I think the problem is that they're not very picky about who they choose, and they don't actually care whether people even play the game or enjoy it. I think that's the biggest problem with it, but what can you do? So from my perspective, I am not being paid by Plarium or anyone in regards to this game. I just enjoyed it and decided, fuck it, I'll make a podcast. I'll give it a shot, see how we go. So I am a beginner. I'm still very early in the game. Where am I up to? I think my account level is level 35, maybe. I'm most of the way through the brutal campaign. I only have one champion at 5 stars, who I'm trying to get to 6 stars, and that is Kale. I will talk about that a little bit later. What are my plans for this podcast? It really is to chronicle my trip as a beginner through the complexities of Raid Shadow Legends, where I start to get tripped up. Maybe I might start to get bored with the game. I might talk about that, etc. And as I start to get better at the game, I do want to talk about some tips that I've found and things like that, and maybe eventually start giving tips to newer players. So if you are a newer player, Sorry, I'm not going to give you any tips in this particular podcast because, hey, I'm a newer player myself. But, yeah, that's where we're at. It is not going to be the longest of podcasts, at least initially, because I probably don't have a lot to talk about, apart from my experiences with the game, what I did in the game this week, what I'm planning, what I'm trying to achieve, all of that kind of stuff. And I think that's really important. But for this first episode, I wanted to talk about two things. Well, three things, really. What I think the game is, because that's pretty important. It's not like anything else, really. It is, but it isn't. And why I both like it and dislike it. Or the things that I like about it and the things that I don't like about it, I guess, is the better way of saying it. So, starting with what I think the game is. Raid Shadow Legends is... it's an RPG, definitely. It's a collect-em-up, definitely. But it's really made for people who like the grind. It's not the kind of game where you go after something, you get something, you build it up, and suddenly you're powerful. Because it's all determined by RNG. And if you are not the type of person that likes RNG, you're probably not going to like Raid Shadow Legends. Strangely, I am the type of person, and I didn't realize that I was that type of person that liked RNG until I played Warframe, which is also a very RNG-heavy game. So, I like the fact that I don't know what I'm going to get when I crack those shards. I like the fact that I don't know what I'm going to get each time I do a mission. I love farming the same mission over and over again in the hope that I get something awesome. I really like the way that you level champions. On the flip side, though, I don't like the way that you level champions, and I'll talk about that a little bit later. So I really think it's kind of like a hardcore, super grindy Pokemon. That's where I'm at with the game. And maybe it's not, maybe it changes as you go along, but that's sort of where I'm at with the game. One of the things I love about it, so we'll get into the what I like about it. One of the things I absolutely love about the game is that it's entirely solo. So when I first started playing and I saw that there was the arena component, and I thought that was PvP. It's not really PvP. Well, it is, but it's asynchronous PvP. And that means you're not playing against other people. You don't need to talk to other people. And you're not really being judged by other people, which is what I think... screw you, phone. Which is what I think actually turns people off when it comes to PvP. So, for me, I like playing PvP, but sometimes it frustrates the hell out of me, and especially in a new game where I don't know whether I'm going to be any good and I'm not really confident that I understand the complexities of the RPG elements yet, which is where I'm at, really, with Raid Shadow Legends. So, I like the way that this works, even though I'm not very good at it. I'm getting through the challenges at the moment, and I'm just about to get to one that says to get to Silver Tier 1, and that's gonna be a struggle for me. Because lots of players who are higher level than me deliberately keep their accounts at a low rank. So when I'm trying to grind through even Bronze Tier 3, I come up against people who have two level 60s and two level 50s on their team, and all I've got is one level 50 and a bunch of level 40s. And it's really hard to compete. Now, I know I have watched Salt's videos where he has recommended some ways to overcome that, but I just don't have the equipment yet to do that. So I like the fact that Arena is asynchronous PvP, and I actually quite enjoy it. I don't mind playing the PvP section of the game. I just need to sort of level up. I also love the fact that this is a fully mobile game that you can fully play on PC. In fact, the reason I got addicted to it is because I can play it on PC. It is not an idle game. Now, idle games have their merits. I really like Cells to Singularity, for example, and that is just a clicker, but it's also an idle game, so you're earning while you're not playing. This one, you have to be actively playing. You can switch on a multi-battle and walk away and not actively play, and things can happen. So there is an idle element to it, but you sort of need to be actively there. And I like that too. I like the fact that there's so many different champions. I like the fact that there are so many worthless slash food champions. I like the fact that there are so damn many really good champions. So there's a lot that I like about this game. I like the fact that it's free to play. I don't mind microtransactions. But this is where I'll transfer? I don't know. My brain just stopped mid-sentence. This is where I'll move into things that I don't like about the game. And that is... the microtransactions are really expensive. And I'm not 100% sure they're worth it. Because of RNG. Now, that's a tricky thing. So, I love the game because of RNG. I don't like the microtransactions because of RNG. I purchased a pack, and, you know, it's my own fault for doing so, but I purchased a pack that included a bunch of ancient shards, and opened them all up, and they were all rares. And they were all shitty rares, too. Like, you know, Bombardier and some of those guys. Now, maybe some people might like Bombardier, but I didn't. And that's a problem. I think if people are paying money for something, they should be getting value from that. And value is always perceived, and I perceived that I got no value out of making that purchase. And I shouldn't have to learn that after making the purchase. So I think some of the microtransactions need to be rethought. And, you know, in some ways, that's why I like some of the packs that have artifacts, that you can see them and go, okay, they're all level 5 artifacts, speed artifacts or whatever, divine speed, whatever the case may be. Cool. I like that. But then I look at the price, and I think, is that actually worth it? Because that's really moving into pay-to-win territory. That's moving into buying the gear that you could otherwise grind that will make you better in arena and get you higher level through arena, and that is PvP. So I think that's both a good thing because it allows people to have some transparency into what they're buying, but it's also a bad thing because it does allow to pay to win. So I think it's really hard to do microtransactions in this game. I think really the only microtransactions they should have are gems. In my opinion, you should only be able to buy gems, no packs. And then everything else should be able to be purchased using gems, because I think that gives someone value. If I buy 500 gems, I know what I'm getting for 500 gems. That might be an unlock of the mine, for example. Cool. I know what I'm buying with that 500 gems. If I'm buying 2,000 gems, I know that I'm going to get an unlock of the mine. I might get a couple of unlocks in the sparring pit. And I might use some of those gems to buy some ancient shards, which I know will be at my own risk. But the gems themselves have some inherent value. That's my thoughts. I will continue to think about that as we move along. I'll move away from microtransactions for the moment. Other things I don't like is how damn long it takes to level your players. So, if you want to get one character from, you want to rank a rare, for example, from 3 stars up to 6. So say you've got Apothecary, which I do. Yay, I just got him the other day and I was wrapped. You want to rank him up to 6 stars. In order to do so, you need to rank him up to level 30. Then you need to get 3 other 3-star heroes, champions, whatever you want to call them, and feed them to him. Now, if you don't have any rares that you want to feed him, you have to level up 3 2-star heroes, feed them 2 2-star heroes each, so that's 6 heroes, and then feed them to Apothecary. Then you need to do the same thing again with 4-star heroes, once you've got them up to 4 level. Now, all of you, if you're listening to this, you know that already. I don't mind it up to a point, but going for 6 stars, having to get 5 food heroes that I want to feed my kale up to 5 stars each is a really painful experience. And I think Plarium needs to do something about how they give away chickens. They should be more readily available. They shouldn't be super, super, super readily available. I agree with that. They don't want people to level too quickly. They want it to be a slow process. But it shouldn't be as painful as it is. I haven't put enough thought into different ways to do it, but I'm going to have to at some point, because I kind of want to. I want to rethink a way to do it. You know, there's a few things I don't like about it. I don't like the fact that the game uses energy. Sorry about all the noises you may hear in the background. It is isolation, so we are isolated, and therefore my children are going crazy, and my wife's banging clans. My wife is banging pans. But anyway, I don't like the fact that the game uses energy. I understand why mobile games use that. I understand that it is a way to get people to spend money, to get more energy. But with a game like this that does take as long as it takes to grind to get your character up to level 6 stars, even 5 stars, they should just give you more time. I mean, realistically, when you start the game, you get a lot of energy, and as you play the game, you get a fair amount of energy. The game gives you energy refills, twice if you're doing your daily stuff, depending on how long you play for, that kind of stuff. So you do get a couple of energy refills, but if you're just going based on those energy refills, you're hardly getting enough energy to get you anywhere near leveling even one character up to 5 stars. And it just slows things down way too much. Do I want them to reduce the amount of XP that comes from a level and take energy out completely? No, I don't, because that would also be just as painful. Do I like the fact that they give away a fair amount of gems as well, so that you can choose to purchase, using 40 gems, a full energy refill? Yeah, I like that. But I don't know. There must be a better way to do it. I think the game sells itself short by using some of these mobile game tropes, because personally, I think it's better than the average mobile game, and it plays really well on PC. It plays just as well on PC as it does, in fact, if not better, because you're playing on PC and you get to watch YouTube videos or whatever while you're doing it as well. Yeah, I think the energy mechanic needs to be tweaked. I understand why it's there. It does slow things down. I get it. But at the same time, I don't know, there's got to be a better way of doing it. My thoughts are, gems should be the thing that makes people want to spend money. And that's fair enough. That's how it should be. But, man, my phone is going crazy. Timing. But at the same time, gems shouldn't be the be-all and end-all. I don't know. I need to put some more thought into that as well. So there you are. That's sort of where I'm at with, well, it's not where I'm at with Raid Shadow Legends, but it's my thoughts as to why I like it, what I do like about it, what I don't like about it. There's probably a lot more. Actually, I quite like the idea of the clan boss. It's a really good way of doing things, and you probably notice I haven't played other games that people say are similar. There's some Dragon Summoners game or something, Dragon Hunters, there's Summoners War, there's all these other games that are supposedly similar that I have never played, so I don't know if that is a common thing amongst those games, but I really, really like the the clan boss. The fact that everybody can go in there in their own time, do whatever damage they do. It doesn't matter. Everyone just helps getting towards breaking things down. Do I regret starting my own clan? Kind of. It cost me 250 gems that could have been better used somewhere else. It's a lot of gems. But if you're a beginner player and you're looking for a clan, hit me up. I'd be happy for you to join my clan and help me. Know that I can't do any more than 1 million damage on an easy clan boss at the moment. I'm still a complete noob, but I do love it. I like the dungeons. There's just so much about this game that I like, and I think it's got a good future. Yeah. I'm surprised to be saying this, because it is Raid Shadowlands. That does have that stigma, sadly, that they've given themselves, but I am really addicted to the game, and I really do quite like it, so I'm looking forward to where it goes. So, I'll leave it at that for now. I will start to comment on things that I've seen during the week. For example, I saw Salt released a video recently about some stuff that was data mined from future updates and things like that. I will talk about that. As updates do come out, I will talk about the updates and what they mean, how they affect me, etc. If people do start to listen and want to start talking about the game, I'm more than happy to create a Discord and talk about the game there. I'm more than happy to create a page on Facebook if that's what people want, a Twitter account if that's what people want. I don't have any of that now, and I don't plan to do it, but if the demand is there, I will do it. So you, listeners, need to guide me as to whether or not you want any of this stuff. So if we create a Discord, it would be to support a clan, I imagine. So if you want to join a clan, hit me up. Let me know. Greg at madcapsulespublishing.com. Or just look for Raid Podcast Legends, all one word, at gmail.com. I'm pretty sure it doesn't exist. I'm going to start it up in like 5 minutes after I finish this recording this podcast. I don't even have any artwork. I haven't even created an account on any podcast platform as yet. I just decided, stuff it. I'm going to record this podcast and just put it out there. So I've got some work to do tonight. Now that I've recorded this, what have I done to myself? Audible sigh. Oh well, I love it. Once it's sorted. Now, another thing. Because I don't want to... I put a lot of time into my Cephalon Squared podcast. Many hours. I put a lot of time into Chaos to the Fly, which is my horror podcast. Many hours. Initially, I don't plan to do that for this podcast. So I'm going to leave the ums and ahs in. I'm going to leave all the sounds where, you know, my wife's made noise or I've commented about my phone and things like that. I'm going to leave them in this first episode. If you don't like them and you find them stupidly annoying, tell me and I'll start editing. But I don't want to. Editing takes just as long as it takes to record a podcast. So this has been under half an hour. If I start editing, it'll take an hour of my time. Am I complaining? Yes, I'm absolutely complaining. But again, I don't know if there's going to be an audience. I don't know if anyone wants to listen to a podcast about Raid Shadow Legends. I do. And that's why I created the podcast. So let me know if you're out there listening, looking, searching for all that kind of stuff. This first episode's probably going to be buried because I know it takes a week or two to hit certain platforms. We'll get there. Slowly, slowly wins the race. Anyway, thank you for listening to episode 1 of Raid Podcast Legends. My name is Greg Newbegin. I am Mad Capsules all over the internets. That's MadCapsules. If you like this, let me know. Subscribe, click like, share, all of those wonderful things. And I should see you next week, probably, maybe. Yeah, probably. Yeah. Bye.